Memorial Day edition of Rosie on the House.
Hey, we gave away a cooler.
You gave away a cooler?
We did. Phones lit up.
All right, very good.
That nice little canyon cooler for a day trip keeps ice for 2 or 3 days. 2-inch thick walls. Very, very nice little unit.
Not so, only made Billy, in America, but locally manufactured right here in the great state of Arizona, right?
That's right. And Billy from Prescott Valley won.
Okay, very good. Too bad we don't have it up here with us right now.
They'll mail it right to her.
Okay.
That's Jason of Canyon Coolers out of Flagstaff. Right. Got inspired.
As a river guide.
Yep.
Arizona river guide. Colorado river guide.
Roma uses them all the time for his little crawfish boils and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, once you've used them, it's hard to go back to the old kind we used to use, huh?
You know, and even when you would spend $100 on a good one, the hinges always give out.
I know it.
But, I mean, they've got these completely.
They're integrated is what it says, right?
Yeah.
Canyon Coolers. Y'all look them up on the website.
It's one of those things that you look at and you're like, gosh darn it, why didn't I think of that?
We're here broadcasting, as I've said several times through the broadcast today, up here in Prescott. We're here to celebrate the Phippin Western Art Show and Sale that's happening right here on the Courthouse Square. If you need a reason to run up to Prescott for a day, this is probably the second best weekend in all of the year to get to Prescott, the first being the Courthouse Square lighting at Christmas. The 4th of July Rodeo is another good one, but this one I like this. If you're not a fan of Western art, all you have to do is get up here, park your car, and walk around, and you'll become a fan of Western art. That's for sure. We're here visiting and we've got the Wildlife for Tomorrow event down at the Diamondbacks game starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So if you've got kids and you want to give them an opportunity to take advantage of learning some outdoor activities, they're going to have a fishing pond, they're going to have a BB range, they're going to have an archery range. It's all going to be monitored and officiated by the Arizona Fishing Game folks, and that's all part of a group I'm a part of called Wildlife for Tomorrow, where we spend a lot of time and efforts making sure the kids of today know how to enjoy the outdoors of tomorrow. Broadcasting here with Tom Riley of Renovations. Tom, appreciate you joining us the last couple hours, man.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. I always enjoy these.
Yeah. Why don't you talk a little bit about renovations?
Well, sure. I love to talk about renovations. It's one of my second favorite topics. My wife is my first.
You know, I wasn't going to ask just in case that wasn't the right answer.
Renovations is a complete design build firm. We focus on remodeling, and that's something that we're kind of hoping that the new home construction really starts to take off here in the Prescott area, so that all these guys that want to do new homes get to do them, and they leave the remodels for us.
How about the Phoenix area residents that have a second home up here?
We have a number of clients that have second homes up here, and from Phoenix is a fairly good-sized population. We just finished one kitchen and a kitchen and painting the whole house and doing some stuff in the master bedroom for one couple that just bought a house up in Groom Creek, and I just visited with them yesterday to put in another bathroom in the house that they'd like to have. We have others that come Rosie certified. Usually you guys are real big in that sort of thing, and being able to get those folks come up here and they're looking for the Rosie guy in this particular area. So that's always a really wonderful thing. And we can do so many different things for them. We can check their houses out and get them opened up and get them ready to go, because we kind of pride ourselves on being sort of the concierge of remodeling.
Yes.
There isn't anything having to do, as you put it, with your house, home, castle, or cabin that we can't help you with. That's from everything from handyman all the way up to whole house remodels.
It seemed like always the best remodeling projects I was ever on that finished time-wise were when the homeowner wasn't there, because you don't get the, while you're here, be like, okay, well, we can do that, but now we're another week and change on. So after living the whole summer up here, they could have a list for you, go back down to the desert valley, and then when they come back up next year, their house is ready with all their honeydews.
And we can do, we have an online system of being able to keep in touch with our clients, the co-construct.
Yeah.
And so we can post not only just messages back and forth, but schedules. We post weekly photographs. We have a couple that we're doing a very large remodel for right now that are remote, and we're always posting photographs of the progress and what we're doing. And it gets a good way for everybody to stay in contact with each other. So we're used to having remote clients. Mm-hmm. That's good.
And you can find renovations, of course, at Rosie on the House under the Prescott tab. You can also find them at your website. You'll have a beautiful website.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that would be renovationsaz.com.
And the phone number?
Area code 928-445-8506.
With an office just right off the Courthouse Square, you're just a block or two off.
Yeah, just a couple blocks off the Courthouse Square. We're on 142 South of Larkin. We're between the county jail and the city library. We tell everybody we're between the rock and a smart place.
Okay. Nice. All right, very good. Very good. Tom
and that's
Riley.
An old house that y'all are in, it looks like.
1904.
Wow, very
that's
cool.
Thanks a million for joining us this particular broadcast. It's Rosie on the House, Arizona Listening Tradition for 27 years. We're tickled to death y'all tuned in with us. I know we didn't get to a lot of home improvement. I promise I'll make up to all of y'all next week and we'll talk home improvement. I'm just too preoccupied getting ready to jump over into the square and start my shopping.
I think with the 7 o'clock hour with this Bob Bozbell Truist interview, we may have found a regular feature.
All right, y'all. Have a great week. We'll be back next week as we always are.
What a wonderful world.